Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituent. This week, we'd like to talk about a piece of legislation that you have written, House Bill 1448, and that deals with higher education and trying to make sure that students are taking courses and majoring in topics that are going to benefit them once they graduate. Talk to us about the impetus behind this bill and then a little bit about the background of it.
Well, in large part, this bill grew out of some concerns that myself and Senator Ahmet, who has the companion bill in the Senate, experienced when we were graduating high school and transitioning into our respective educational trajectories. One of the things that always worried me was the idea of how much money does it make sense to borrow to go to school, or if you have a scholarship, what should you study? And most importantly, how employable are those degrees out on the other side? I personally feel blessed in that I found not just a career that I'm very interested in terms of healthcare and the law and now in the legislature, but to a lot of folks on the outside and probably my high school guidance counselor, it really didn't make sense in how I got here. And in today's economy, I think we all probably know someone, or perhaps we have a child who is in a situation where they went to school, they borrowed a large amount of money, they then have a degree that is not as employable as many others might be. And unfortunately, that is one of the biggest problems we're facing as a commonwealth, is that many of our young professionals are choosing to move elsewhere because their degrees may not be employable here in Pennsylvania, but they might be employable somewhere else. And when you look at our demographics here in the commonwealth, those age 85 and older are the fastest growing, while those under the age of 40 are the quickest to leave. And that is a concern going forward in terms of a tax base and a way of life here in Pennsylvania.
And what, in your opinion, can be done to try to make that the scales balance a little bit? Obviously, a lot of higher education institutions are offering lots of different degrees because students want to study lots of different things, but maybe it's doing a little bit of a disservice to offer degrees that they maybe don't need or that can't be used in the local area. How do we balance that out and make sure that we can both let students study what they want, but also make sure that what they're studying has value?
Well, that actually really was something that we uncovered as we went into this process to evaluate how the school financing system works, how much money the Commonwealth, hundreds of millions of dollars that we make available to our state system, our state relateds, and Thaddeus Stevens here in Lancaster. And we were surprised to find out that not everybody is equal. Thaddeus Stevens, for example, has a great graduation rate. They have a great high employability numbers at the time of graduation. In excess of 90%, 95% of their graduates have jobs prior to graduation. The average salary is in excess of $55,000. And yet you have other degrees where you could be $100,000 in debt and no prospects of a job. And I'm a firm believer in, if you give people the information, that they'll make the right decisions that are best for them. Perhaps they are passionate about something and they're okay with spending the money to learn a skill or a love that may not be as employable here. But I think it's important that we present all the information so that we can make informed decisions. Probably one of the most frustrating things for me throughout this process was I discovered that we already collect most of this information. It's just not easily accessible to the public. It's not something that my parents and I had when I was making these decisions, and I'm sure that a lot of folks are in a similar situation. You know, particularly families perhaps that have first generation bound college folks. That is all new uncharted territory in that case. So House Bill 1448, the Higher Education Accountability and Transparency Act, also known as the HEAT Act, what we attempted to do, take the information that we already collect about graduation rates, average debt load, and the educational side of the component, and also had the Department of Education post next to it a list of those jobs that are in high demand. The Department of Labor already collects all of this information, and by putting these links for the College Navigator website on the federal side, which collects all that information, as well as the high priority occupations, and having all of that publicly accessible, I think that that would give us the best opportunity to have access to that information. And then finally, I think the other way as we go forward, the state system's currently undergoing self-evaluation. Those results have been released. There's going to be some further work there. I think what we really need to do, instead of having similar schools employing the same kinds of programs, we really should focus on hyper-focusing certain areas. For example, Millersville University has a great sound and engineering program. They've worked with the Clare Brothers and Rock Lidditz locally for. I think that's great. It's a jewel of our state system. Mansfield is uniquely positioned up in the environmental section where they can do oil and gas and timber and other land management practices. I think that we should look for each school's strengths. We should then work to get programs in place that promote them and then provide the information so the students can make the best decisions for themselves, both financially and far into the future.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.